This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. The city of Houston, Texas, is covered in photographs. Hundreds of photographers from around the world are showing their work in the lobbies of office buildings, restaurants, warehouses, department store windows, college campuses, and, of course, galleries and museums. More than 100 venues in all. The event is called Photo Fest. It's been staged every 2 years since 1986, and it's become a place for unknown photographers to get noticed. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
On opening night at PhotoFest, the streets of downtown Houston are filled with nearly 20,000 people. Six bands play on outdoor stages, and massive projectors beam a montage of photographs six stories high on the walls of downtown buildings. Houstonians stroll in the cool spring evening, maps in their hands, going from one show to another. The photographers they will see this year hail from Korea, Russia, the former East Germany, Brazil, every country in Scandinavia, Mexico, Argentina, Colombia, Guatemala, and the United States. More than 400 photographers in all. Robin Hill's not really a photographer at all. She makes delicate blue photographic images by placing objects on light-sensitive paper. Hill describes the process she used to create Flying Bag, which looks like the outline of a blue butterfly photographed in the depths of a blue ocean.
In this piece that you're looking at here, those are shopping bags, translucent white shopping bags. I did not take a picture of shopping bags. I took light-sensitized paper and placed shopping bags directly on the paper, exposed it to sunlight, took the bags away, washed the paper, and got this imprint of the object.
Hill is actually using an old photographic process called cyanotype. It was used by botanists in the 1800s to catalog their new specimens. Robin Hill has enjoyed critical acclaim in New York City and had several showings of her work in galleries. She is hoping her exhibition at PhotoFest will take her to the next level, a museum show.
Oh, I would love someone to come along and say, Robin, I love your work and would really like you to do something in our museum. Or, and I would really like to commission you to do a new work. I want another, it's a net. I feel like there's a big net here and I hope I catch a fish.
Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Houston.